Hey everyone, Dirty Mo Media President Mike Davis here, excited to tell you about one of our newest sponsors at Dirty Mo, Airbnb. The irony here is that Airbnb is new to Dirty Mo Media, but Dirty Mo Media is not new to Airbnb. It has been accommodating us for years. And if you are a race fan, and I think you are, you know why. I mean, you've booked hotels at during a race weekend. The prices are insane. You're stuck with these unreasonable multi-night minimums, whereas Airbnb, you got many choices, all within proximity, and it ends up being way more affordable. Now, I'm not only a frequent Airbnb guest, but my wife and I are also Airbnb hosts. And you should be too. We've been doing it for years. I'll tell you why. We have an investment property that we realized it could be earning additional income through Airbnb. You don't have to have an investment property to do that. You could just find extra space in your home. That works too. It all could be making you some extra cash. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Ooh, it's awesome.
You gotta snap into a Slam Jim.
You're gonna love this podcast.
Yeah, you want to be the old world champion.
Coffee, yeah. Coffee, yeah. Coffee in the morning, man. Yeah, coffee, yeah.
What do you think? Did he get him?
I mean, of all things to say.
What?
What? Family picnic sometimes. Gives you more than just potato salad.
Are you kidding me, Mike?
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Hey everybody, it's Dale Jr. back again for another episode of the Dale Jr. Download. It's the cool down lap. No, it's not. It's the icebreaker. No, it's not that. We still ain't got a name. Hey, it's Thursday. We do know that. It's May 11th. Mike Davis here with you again, my co-host in the Bojangle Studio, episode 448. And let's get right into it, man. We had a great interview with Robbie Reiser yesterday. Robbie, ball of energy, great storyteller. One of the best kind of scenarios we could ever have for the Dale Jr. Download. He does all the work. We sit back and just enjoy it.
That's so true, man. Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah. So, you hope all the energy of the – you hope all the interviews are going to have that kind of energy and his ability to recall details and so forth so quickly. And he's 59 years old, man. He's still got some time to accomplish so much in racing. If he wishes, and he mentions that.
Yeah.
That was nice to hear.
Yeah. There was a sparkle in his eye when he started talking about the car story.
I know.
I noticed that.
I got to go back and talk to my ownership group. Anyhow, great conversation. I hope you'll listen to it at some point. But let's get to the bracket. Denny Hamlin's bracket challenge is underway. We're 1 week in. And from what I've been told, there's no perfect brackets anymore.
That's right. That's what we've been told.
Denny said that there wouldn't be.
He did.
And he was right.
He was right.
And so, nobody's going to get the 2 years of free garage passes.
Right.
I didn't think it was that big of a prize. I don't know. It was a little weak in the prize department. We're going to have to do better.
Wait a second. Well, that was Denny's idea.
I'm not talking about tumblers here. I'm not talking about tumblers. Denny's like, what can I give a man that would be extraordinary? I don't know, man. A ride around in your car, a couple laps at Bristol with you driving. I don't know, something cool. Yeah. 2 years of garage passes. I mean, what the hell? That now they're going to have to actually go to the racetrack to accomplish this.
Sounds like a lot of work.
And you know, hey, this you know, this guy wins it, and he's like, "Yeah, I was going to Bristol this year." All right, so he got garage passes to one race. If he's going to activate this gift, he has to go to more races, right?
Well, one of them he has his expenses paid for. If that's
I think for a perfect bracket, man, we need. We needed to do something a little better.
Well, for a perfect bracket, we also would have needed a little bit more time. Keep in mind, we threw this thing together in you know a few days. So, okay. It's
you agree. Agreed with me that the ride along was a good idea. We even asked Denny.
I definitely agree.
We said, Denny, do you give ride alongs? Yeah, whenever I want. But hey, I'm going to give them these garage passes.
I don't know. Maybe the fans can tell us if that was a good gift.
I mean, they're in the garage for freaking what, all the 10 minutes?
There was more than that.
Okay. All right. Oh, wait. They had qualifying and practice, so this whole 1 hour of buttoned-up time and on Saturday you could have gotten some garage access. And, otherwise, the garage is open all day long, so you're kind of just meandering around in there. There's no drivers or anything, and the crew guys are kind of wandering around. I just wonder, the garage experience, what's it like today? Versus, what people thought it was 5 years ago, it's quite different.
You know, for somebody that just learned of the idea last week, you certainly have been very critical of the prize packages and everything about it.
And this is coming from a guy who wanted to offer tumblers.
Like I said, you were quite critical of all this.
Okay, all right.
It's fun being you, isn't it? Just to sit back and look at all these other ideas and shoot holes in them.
I put up the good idea. I'll give the damn ride along. I mean, I've got ride-alongs. I do. Hell, you won't want to ride. If Denny can't put it up, I'll put it up.
Well, you could have done that.
Okay.
You had an opportunity to say that.
I did.
No, publicly. Publicly.
In our conversation with Denny, I did.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. Hey, how about this, though?
Anyways, if you forget.
You kept saying that you were going to have a perfect bracket.
Look,
you did not.
I don't. I got four wrong. Let's see. I'm going to go to my email. Google the ninja.
Yeah, I'll do mine too.
Yeah, we're going to Common Ninja, which was the email that you would be sent to look at my predictions. And I missed Kyle Busch. Obviously, he crashes out. So he moves forward. So I'm going to break. I have him beating Keselowski and Chastain beating him. So Chastain can get through. I don't know how this works.
Hey, let's just do this. I want to go from top to bottom, do each matchup, and tell us.
Look, no, I'm not doing every single matchup.
I will.
Nobody gives a shit about our fantasy theme. Tell us the four. I'm gonna tell them the four I got wrong. How many did you get wrong?
I got four wrong too.
I got Bush and Almirola wrong. Did you get that one right or wrong?
No. I think everybody got that one wrong.
All right. Hey, man.
Yep. We all got that one wrong.
I got Chase and Truex wrong.
I got that right.
All right, I got Cindric and Stenhouse wrong.
I got that right.
And I got Dylan and Bell.
I got that wrong.
Which others did you break?
I picked Briscoe over Suarez.
Okay.
Got that one wrong.
Man, I knew Trackhouse was going to be strong.
And I picked Bubba Wallace over Boucher.
You intentionally say that wrong?
I'm just going off of how it's spelled, or how it should be pronounced based off the spelling.
Okay. Didn't Bubba beat Buster, though?
Wallace did.
Yeah. So you won that way. You said I got that wrong?
You picked Buscher over Bubba?
It just shows me I have it wrong. Did Bubba beat Buscher?
Yeah, he finished like fourth.
Does it not have Buscher in the bracket? Look, what does it have for you?
It'll have I don't know, man.
It says you got it wrong?
Yeah.
It says I have it wrong.
You have it wrong. You do. Mine is, I got a check mark, and Wallace is in my second. So I picked it right. You picked Buscher, and Wallace got it right. Wallace beat Buscher.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
God.
Do you understand how this works?
I had a Tim's
wrong. Understand how this works?
Oh, that's right. You're right.
You had an Alex Timms moment?
Yeah.
Is that what he just
back-to-back weeks.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hey, anyways, as you, the fan at home, we are learning this game on the fly.
Which is why I'm not, I don't want to be too critical about anybody's ideas here because we're still figuring it out.
Hey, it's our first bracket we've ever made. We're going to all be figuring this process out. Anyways, I got four wrong, which is probably common.
Yeah.
I think four or five wrong is probably the common.
Denny got five wrong. I felt good that we beat him.
And there's other drivers that filled theirs out as well. And but what is it? There were 122 or something that have one fail.
Yeah, 122 out of 48,000 brackets had 15 of 16 correct. So just one run wrong.
47,000 brackets.
Yeah.
One of the things that I would like to improve upon in our future brackets is to navigate through the leaderboard. Where am I in the leaderboard, right? If I'm, am I 12,000th? I don't know. And I'm sure that's probably out of our hands because we're using a third-party software for this. But in the future, maybe we can figure out a way to get a little more detail about how we're doing.
Yeah.
So I can say, you're kicking my ass or I'm kicking your ass. either way, no perfect brackets left. I think the Bell Bush wreck out busted a bunch of brackets. And that's that. We're going into next week. I had a blast watching the race, paying attention to the brackets. The one thing that I love about it is there's literally nothing I can do about it. So I've set my bracket. I watched the race. I don't have to sit there and pull a guy out of the garage before the end of stage two and things like that. It's done. I've set it. It's done. I get to enjoy the race. We have a NASCAR fantasy league that we're part of with NBC, which I enjoy, and it's competitive. But we have a guy in the garage that if you have one of your five fail, like crash out, you can pull that guy out of the garage, right, and replace him. But you have to do it before the end of stage two. So these are things that I really would rather not have to remember to do. Because if you mistakenly forget and you cost yourself 40 or so points, it's really, really frustrating. So I enjoyed this where it's set and forget. It's really set all the way through the final week. Everybody that did not sign up, you cannot join. You're out.
But you will hear us talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. And your chance to fill out a bracket will be after whatever race it is. What is it?
Darlington.
No, Sonoma. No, Darlington's this weekend, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Sonoma. Your chance to fill out a bracket comes after Sonoma. So Sonoma is the final race of this first bracket, this 5 weeks bracket. And so after that race, we're going to tee up another one. Am I right?
We haven't really talked about it. But if you...
there will be a lot of people upset if we don't.
Well, listen, I thought we would maybe have this conversation offline. But why not just have it on the podcast? No, I've got to have the conversation offline.
We are offline. It's not live.
You know what I mean.
Okay. Sorry.
Oh. We'll talk about it.
In the words of Denny Hamlin, all this red tape.
Yeah.
You didn't like that?
I don't think it really applies in this situation. This isn't a red tape thing.
It wasn't a red tape. No, it didn't feel red tape.
Yeah. You know what? That would be the funny thing for this conversation is just to
I'm
read
trying
the text,
here, Mike.
Text.
I'm trying.
Reading the text message between me, you, and Denny for that whole thing. Yeah. It is quite funny, actually. Like, for instance, you want to talk about how the Denny Hamlin prize wasn't big enough. Well, what was his original idea?
Lifetime.
It was unlimited garage passes for life. And unlimited being as many as you want on any given week for all of your lifetime.
For all of your family or all of the employees at your organization, your business.
Right. Yeah, like anybody wants to come. Denny's idea. So, like, I'm not going to go, bang on him for not having a big enough idea. I bang on him for having a way too big and unrealistic idea.
Do I really care? I mean, I'm just giving him a hard time.
I know. It's funny. It's funny. Like I said, do you think that you can actually deliver on that? Because it's not even your garage passes to give out when it comes down to it. Yeah. I said you can give unlimited key cards to 2311 and people can come in. But he didn't like that idea.
Yeah.
Anyways.
All right. So there's a couple things that I wanted to hit on just so we're not going to dive into this. But you still haven't done the cryotherapy. And Amy came up with a new idea. All right, if you won't do cryotherapy, okay, how about we, me and Mike, go to the escape room, and we allow Dirty Mo Media go in there, set up some YouTube, or not YouTube, some GoPro cameras, and me and Mike go through an escape room. We work together to get out of this thing. What do you think, Mike?
That'd be fun.
Oh, I'd do it.
Okay, yeah, you're doing totally that. Do. All right, so cryotherapy.
I can leave my clothes on.
Is out the shelf.
That's a big one.
The cryotherapy conversation is closed and locked away. We're moving on. Me and Mike are going to do an escape room. If I've never done one.
I have. And we're going to fight so much.
Perfect. We're capturing it all on GoPros.
Dude, I'm not going to be able to deal with his impatience.
Yeah. We're capturing all this on GoPros, and we're going to put it into a video we'll put out on YouTube on Dirty Mo Media.
He's making content plans all through this episode. Yeah. All right, we're going to run the tournament on this date. New bracket today. Here's some content thing you look forward to. We'll just let Dale do it.
Don't forget about this 1979 podcast we created.
That's right.
We talked about it on Monday.
Yeah.
We got the number two door here on the wall that we made. I posted about on social media.
Yeah.
We just recorded the first episode yesterday.
That's right.
Ooh, it's awesome.
You feel good.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, going back to this, I'm down for doing
that. That was my macho man. Ooh, it's awesome.
He just snap into a slam gym.
You're going to love this podcast.
Yeah, you want to be the old world champion.
Coffee, yeah. Have y'all seen that one? The coffee one? Oh, my gosh. Coffee, yeah. Coffee in the morning, man. Yeah, coffee, yeah. You've got to watch that. Play it. Can you play it on a TV?
Yeah, I could try.
Try, come on.
I don't know if I can do it on a TV,
come
but I can do it on my phone.
Why can't you?
TV.
Come on.
It's
TV.
Not hooked up.
Really? Yeah, YouTube. Coffee in the morning.
Macho
Man.
Oh,
it's so good. It's just a GIF, I think. Coffee in the morning. Macho Man, where is he? Did you type in Macho Man?
No. He put coffee in the morning. Every Folgers commercial ever made.
Yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage, Sarasota, Florida. Come on in. You're going to be defending against the Dragon, Ricky Steamboat. What's the cup for?
WrestleMania 3, Pontiac, Michigan. Yeah, 90,000 plus people watching right there. And this is Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's cup of coffee in the big time. Yeah, cup of coffee in the big time. Because you'll never get closer than now. I am the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. And I will remain the Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. And George the Animal Steel on the outside will be no factor, yeah.
You say no factor. Obviously, he is a factor, or you wouldn't even brought it up.
Oh, wow. Mr. Sarcasm, yeah. I don't care if you got 23 wrestlers around the outside. It doesn't even matter, no, because I am ready, and I will not let this opportunity slip through my fingers. Cup of coffee, man, yeah. Man. Wow, man, freak out!
I tell you, it's going to be something
wow,
else.
Man, freak out.
Challenging.
A cup of coffee.
Have you ever heard of the, Jake the Snake Roberts recently told a story about him? You know, when he hooked that python onto Macho Man? Do you remember seeing that?
No.
When the snake bit Randy? Oh, that's like one of the iconic moments ever.
Yeah.
And when they're in the locker room before that match planning it, And Randy comes up to him and goes, I'm going to do this, but I want to see him bite you first. And he's like, oh, come on. What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, maybe you've got something that's not, it's got the poison in it for Randy Macho Man Savage. And he's like, come on, why, you really want me to make this thing bite me? He's like, yeah, because maybe you want to be the Intercontinental Champion of the world. And then you bite it. And so he sits there and has to have that snake latch onto him.
Holy crap.
And before they go out there, and that is one of the most iconic moments. I remember that as a kid. Seeing that thing. It was horrific. Horrific.
Cup of coffee.
Snap it to a Slim Jim.
I'm going to do that all day.
The Dale Jr. Download is brought to you by ZipRecruiter.
You going to any concerts this summer, man?
I am. I'm seeing a concert in June. Hardy and Kit Moore.
Love Hardy.
In Charlotte. I was so stressed getting the tickets. I'm going to be front row. I'm in the pit. When these tickets go out, man, I am online as soon as tickets open. I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah, you know, you got to act quick.
Yes.
And when you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for a business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. Mm. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dale Jr.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Dale Jr. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Dale Jr. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
NASCAR history and heritage come alive at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Celebrate my fellow inductees Donnie Allison, Jimmy Johnson, and Chad Knaus with their class of 2024 artifacts enshrined in the Hall of Honor. Don't miss the Ford Performance Showcase. It's a new Inside NASCAR exhibit that showcases the Ford Mustang's next-gen car through its design and innovation. The latest edition of Glory Road explores over 75 years of racing history with its cool 33-degree banking and 19 cars on display. On Mondays and Fridays, there's guided tours that take you behind the scenes with incredible stories and access to a NASCAR Hall of Fame insider. Or you can explore the hall at your own pace with the new mobile hub. It's a digital experience. Get behind the wheel of a realistic iRacing simulator. Or you can learn how fast-paced pit stops work with the Pit Crew Challenge. From the legends who shaped the sport to the new heroes earning a spot in the record books, the NASCAR Hall of Fame delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your visit to the hall today at NASCARHall.com. All right, so we've had a lot of fun over the last couple of weeks. Mike, get ready. We're going to play a game against each other. It looks like this week we have race teams, right? Drivers that have drove for the same race teams. And take it away, Alex.
Okay, across the top, we've got H. Scott Motorsports, Roush Racing, and Hall of Fame Racing. You guys remember that race team?
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
That 96 car, Mike?
No. Yeah, I mean, I remember it. I mean, like, isn't that Troy Aikman's
team? Yes.
Couldn't tell you who drove for him.
Well, good luck. Down the left side, Hendrick Motorsports, Michael Waltrip Racing, and Joe Gibbs Racing. Since I screwed up last week's game.
Did Joe Ruttman drive for Hall of Fame Racing?
He is not on this list.
Okay.
I'll give this to Dale since he won the time before. So, Dale, you get to go first.
This is ridiculous.
The Harry Scott Motorsports, is that Cup?
Yes, it only? Is. Yes. Only Cup.
I'm going to say Kyle Larson.
For?
Harry Scott Motorsports, Hendrick.
Correct. That is the top left. So, to Mike.
I can't write on this.
And just a little tidbit, there are no repeats. So you can use, the driver might fit the square, but you have to use it strategically because you cannot repeat the driver.
Damn.
Yes.
That's tough.
All right, I'll go to the top, top center. Roush Racing and Hendrick is Mark Martin.
Correct.
So now we can't use Mark.
No, cannot use Mark now.
I will do Jeff Burton for the center square.
Michael Waltrip Racing, Roush Racing, correct.
Dang. Oh, well, I could block you with the Hall of Fame Racing at Joe Gibbs Racing, but who really knows who the hell drove for Hall of Fame Racing, so I'm not even going to try. Hall of Fame Racing. Hold on for a second. Who drove for them daggum people? Troy Aikman was the owner. Was it, I think, like another... Oh, I know who it is.
Meh.
Dang, it's a Labonte. It's a Labonte.
I don't think it's
Bobby Labonte. I think it was Terry Labonte. But he didn't... All right. Hall of Fame Racing. Bobby Labonte?
For the Joe Gibbs Racing Hall of Fame Racing one?
Yeah.
Correct. Drove that like ask.com car.
I'll do Hall of Fame Hendrick Terry Labonte.
Did you say ask.com?
Ask.com.
Oh, ask. What'd you say?
Sorry, Dad, what'd you say?
I'll do Hall of Fame Hendrick.
Who's that?
Terry Labonte.
Correct.
Dang, now I gotta come. That was now I got a block with Joe Gibbs Racing and H. Scott. Yes. Harry Scott.
So Dale has the middle and the top right. So the bottom left would be a winner, which is Joe Gibbs Racing and H. Scott Motorsports. Harry Scott.
Hmm.
No wrong answer so far. I'm impressed.
I am drawing a blank on who drove for them. I mean, I know one, but they didn't drive for Gibbs.
Possibly the hardest square.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't that long ago, really, right?
I think they stopped in like 2012 or something like that.
That's longer than...
Oh, sorry, H. Scott. No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Hall of Fame Racing. Yeah, they were like 2017, 2018, I think.
All right. And is this just Cup?
It's just Cup, yeah. You have 15 seconds, by the way.
Hmm. I don't know. Joey Logano?
Nope.
Okay.
So back to Dale.
I'll do Roush, Joe Gibbs, bottom center.
Yes.
Matt Kenseth.
Correct.
That's a waste of a square.
I block you from being able to win the game in a tic-tac-toe effort, you know, like.
My lack of knowledge of H. Scott's going to block me from winning the game.
The tiebreakers named 7 Truck Series drivers, so good luck.
Gee, tiebreaker.
Yeah, yeah. All right, hold on. J.J. Ailey.
For which one?
Any of them.
No, that's not how it works.
No, he is an answer for the Hall of Fame Joe Gibbs Racing one, but.
All right. No, I was looking for Gibbs and H. Scott.
No, you're wrong.
So.
Back to Dale.
Is Michael Waltrip Racing and Harry Scott Clint?
Yes, correct. These are the two hardest squares remaining.
Dale Jarrett for Waltrip and Hall of Fame Racing?
No, incorrect.
Okay.
That one, because you used Terry Labonte, that one became instantly harder.
Is it Brian Vickers?
For
the Hall of Fame...
Michael Waltrip Racing?
Michael Waltrip?
No, incorrect.
Okay.
Both answers for these are one race. They ran one race for one of the teams.
Possible.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
again, did not.
I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to concede my turns and just start thinking about 7 Craftsman Truck Series drivers or Camping World Truck Series drivers. Listen, one race, Joe Gibbs Racing, one race. I really need to try to think of the H. Scott, like Scott Speed.
Incorrect.
I don't know, Mike. You want to just call it a day and get the answers?
Well,
they're tough.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have driven for Michael Waltrip for one race?
No, this is Joe Gibbs. Oh, for you mean
you
the
said
Hall
the
of Fame
the less the remaining boxes
Michael
are just one
and
race.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, like I'm trying to just think who would have driven for Michael Waltrip. You're saying that wasn't a one race deal. You're saying it was
Michael
one
Waltrip
race for
was,
Hall of Fame.
Michael Waltrip was 2, Hall of Fame was 1, and the Joe Gibbs H. Scott one. Both he ran both races once for both teams.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I don't Let's know, Dale. I can't
All right.
figure it out.
Harry Scott and Joe Gibbs Racing.
Michael McDowell.
McDowell.
He filled in for Kyle Busch one race. And then he ran
well,
one
he
race.
Never got that.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame and Michael.
That one was PJ Jones.
Oh,
now, both squares, Terry Labonte could have been for Hall of Fame Racing, and Bobby Labonte could have been the Joe Gibbs H. Scott one.
Yeah.
But you used it, so you made it tougher.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mike got 2.
Yeah.
I'll give you the win if you want.
Yeah, I'll
think,
oh, you
I
don't
think
want,
5 to 2.
You don't
I'll give you the win just so we don't have to think of truck drivers.
I think 5-2 is a clear victory.
All right.
Yeah.
Dale gets the win.
Well done.
Well done. You guys did pretty good for that one.
Yeah.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Dirty Mo listeners, this is Dylan Hart Jr. It's May, and you know what that means. The Indianapolis 500 is just around the corner. Thankfully, we have Speed Street with IndyCar racer Connor Daly and comedian Joey Molinaro. They're going to get us ready to go. Follow Speed Street so you never miss an episode, and get ready for the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500. We got another game. We're going to play Stump the Download. Okay. I thought we had a clever name for it.
No.
Let's hear it. Stump the Download.
All right.
Let's go, Mike.
This is all Darlington themed. So, question number one. 10 drivers have won both Darlington races in the same year when they had two races, obviously. Can you guys name 6 of the 10 drivers?
That have won both races.
In the same year.
Swept Darlington. The year.
Yep.
David Pearson.
Yes, correct. 1976.
Richard Petty.
Correct.
Cale Yarborough.
Cale Yarborough's not on the list.
Fireball Roberts?
Nope.
Or not Fire. I'm sorry. Leroy Yarborough.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, sorry. That's who I meant. Dale Earnhardt?
Yes, did it twice.
Oh, shit.
I feel good about my contributions to this one.
You're doing great today, Mike.
These are easy guesses. Starting to get a little tougher now.
So now you got 2 more.
Okay.
Jeff Gordon.
Correct.
That would be a good call.
All right, can you name 1 more? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 available.
Yeah. Darrell Waltrip.
Nope.
Bobby Allison?
That's correct.
All right.
1975. You guys did it.
What were the others? Was Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy Johnson was one of them. Jeff Burton. Bill Elliott. And Kevin Harvick, but they raced there 3 times because it was the pandemic year in 2020. So it was an asterisk, but I would have taken it.
So those were the other 4?
Yes.
Great.
Those were the other 4.
Good job by us.
Oh, yeah.
Kick a butt.
All right. Question number 2. It was 20 years ago that Ricky Craven beat Kurt Busch to the line by 2/1000th of a second.
Yep.
Can you name who finished 3rd and where Dale finished in the race?
I remember Bobby Labonte. I don't know that he finished 3rd. He was up there contending. I'm gonna say Bobby Labonte.
No, he did not finish 3rd.
Something happened to him.
Was it Johnny Benson?
No.
It's a tough one.
It's tough, but I would put like him and the team in a Johnny Benson type category, if that makes sense. Yeah,
I'll just sit
it's
back
not
and
obvious.
Yeah.
Let's just hear it.
Okay, Dave Blaney.
Oh,
Dale. Do you know where you finished in that race?
No, 21st,
6th. You weren't that bad.
All right.
What an impossible
top 10
question.
Finish. All right.
All right, I got one more for you.
Do you remember you put on two tires or four tires on the third pit stop?
That is pretty possible.
This is pretty easy. You guys should get this. Junior Motorsports has won 6 times at Darlington with 4 different drivers. Can you name all the drivers?
Chase is one.
Yes.
Kevin is another. Right?
Kevin, no.
Oh, Chase is one.
Oh, boy.
At Darlington.
Algar.
Yeah.
Josh.
Josh didn't win, no.
Josh didn't win last year.
No.
Sadler.
Yes. One more. It was last year. And the year before that.
No.
Noah.
Noah, yeah.
There you go.
There you go. You got it.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
He
guys.
Won 2 Darlingtons last year, last 2 years.
That's right.
Got his ass punched this year.
We swept them both.
Oh,
yeah. I thought we did pretty good there, Mike.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for a little Short Track Insider with Hannah Newhouse. Take it away, Hannah.
Welcome back to another episode of Short Track Insider. And man, it was a busy first weekend of May as most of the scheduled races were able to get their program in. And to be honest with you, there was way too many to recap them all, or this would basically need to be its own show. So just to recap a couple for you. It was a doubleheader weekend for the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Sprint Cars and the USAC Sprint Cars at Eldora for Let's Race 2. Where Logan Schuhart captured the win on Friday and Rico Abreu took home the win in the NOS Energy Sprint Cars. It was Justin Grant and CJ Leary who took home the trophies in the non-wing Sprint Cars. Both the Pass and ACT were at Thunder Road over the weekend where Jason Corliss had quite the interesting race in the ACT class, spun on lap 46 in his own power steering fluid, had a flat tire, and was still able to come back and win the ACT race. Derek Griffith, a name synonymous with Super Late Model Racing, found his way back to Super Victory Lane with the Pro All-Star Series. And lastly, for the sake of time, the Cars Tour was at Ace Speedway for a Friday night showdown. Carson Quapel, a man on fire, continues to break Cars Tour records as he became the only driver to have won 3 straight races as he led every single lap of the late model stock race. As for the pro late models, it was Connor Zillish able to rebound from a pretty rough hickory and collect his first series victory. And I feel like that's a pretty good way to segue into an extremely busy week of racing coming up ahead. I mean, the next 7 days are crazy because it's officially North Wilkesboro week for both NASCAR and short trackers alike. On Tuesday, it's Super Late Model Mayhem, and this is next Tuesday. It is Super Late Model Mayhem as the ASA Stars and Southern Super Series were forced to cut off entries to the race after boasting over 50 of the country's best super drivers trying to come and race. Amongst that list is NASCAR drivers like Eric Jones, Noah Gregson, Grant Enfinger, Chase Elliott, and of course you can't forget the short track aces like Bubba Pollard, Casey Roderick, Derek Thorne, and Steven Nassi. So again, that race on Tuesday kicks off the North Wilkesboro festivities, and that race can be found on Flow Racing. But on Wednesday, it is the Cars Tour turn at the revived racetrack, and it boasts a similar stacked entry list, including your season regular heavy hitters, which it's been, you know, great to watch. There's a lot of guys looking to break through that would love to at North Wilkesboro, and including some stardom like Kevin Harvick. But also joining Harvick is a name that some NASCAR fans and short trackers have maybe only recently been introduced to when he covered for Chase Elliott in the NASCAR Cup Series at COTA. Jordan Taylor, also known as Rodney Sandstorm, and you're going to have to go to his social media to get the joke. He has seemed to caught the short track racing bug. He's an IMSA champion, sports car phenom, and he's caught the short track racing bug. He's teamed up with E33 Motorsports and plans to make his Cars Tour debut next week. And, well, here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I'd say all this kind of started, I'd say, even back in 2017 when we were teammates with Jeff Gordon back at Daytona. That relationship led to me being involved with Hendrick a bit, helping them with the Daytona Road Course back a couple years ago. Then that led to the Garage 56 program, which then led to filling in for Chase in the Cup side. And then I think that opportunity, working with Greg Ives on the Garage 56 program, he was the one who linked me with E33. They were looking for a driver, and Greg basically just asked them if they'd be willing to give me a shot on an oval. So, yeah, kind of a long story of how it all kind of came together, but I'm glad it did. The guys at E33 have been amazing to work with to kind of give me this opportunity. It's fun for both sides for them to kind of see me come into their world and learn how a late model works, and for me to experience my first oval. So yeah, so far it's been a blast and a big challenge. So I'm looking forward to what we see there next week.
Of course, all North Wilkesboro and Cars Tour Racing can be found on Flow Racing, and we're gonna have to see if Rodney or Jordan shows up. And trust me, you will be able to tell the difference. But let's get back on track and get you prepared for this upcoming weekend, which is only a day or so away. The World of Outlaw NOS Energy Sprint Cars raced earlier in the week at Lincoln Speedway, but they're now headed for a doubleheader at the Williams Grove Speedway in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania on Friday and Saturday. All World of Outlaw racing action can be watched on Dirt Vision. The All-Star Circuit of Champions are at Jacksonville Speedway in Jacksonville, Illinois on Friday and Wilmot Raceway in Wilmot, Wisconsin on Saturday. And all All-Star racing can be watched on Flow Racing as well. The Lucas Oil Late Models, they had a heck of a time getting their season started, but they were able to finally reignite their season. They take over Illinois as the latter part of an Illinois Speed Week. At the end of the week, they head to Farmer City on Friday and Fairbury Speedway, both in Illinois. Personally, two of my favorite racetracks to watch racing at. The Lucas Oil Late Models are on Flow Racing this season if you want to check that out. And lastly, the High Limit Series back in action after having their last race at Kokomo postponed due to weather. They are at Wayne County Speedway in Orrville, Ohio on the evening of Tuesday, May 16th. All High Limit races can be watched on Flow Racing. And guys, there's so many local tracks that have opened up their racetracks. They've got their regular season racing underway. Some of them have streaming, some of them don't. You'll have to get on those websites. But some of those tracks in action this weekend include Magnolia Motor Speedway, Stafford Motor Speedway for the rescheduled Spring Sizzler, Wisconsin International Raceway has the Tundra Late Models, Citrus County, Fonda, Volusia, Langley Speedway, Cherokee Speedway, and many, many more. I mean, the best thing you can do, go to your maps, click in racetrack, and see what's near you. Get on those racetrack websites and, you know, support them, whether it's with streaming or get out there and support them in person. So as you guys can tell, it is officially full swing here, and I look forward to having you covered each week here on Short Track Insider.
That's awesome, man. All the kinds of grassroots racing going on. And I'm really excited about North Wilkesboro coming around the corner. Don't forget, some passes still available for Wednesday, the Cars Tour events, pro and late model stock races on Wednesday. There's an ASA super late model race on Tuesday. It's probably got tickets available, I'd imagine. So come out. See them both. We're excited about a whole week's worth of racing and concerts going on. And, yeah, that's about it. Month of Speed Street. Don't forget that. This is going to be a big, big month for Connor and Joey on Speed Street for that podcast. And we're going to Darlington. Darlington Throwback Weekend. It's going to be a blast. I'll be out there Sunday. Otherwise, it's a pretty easy week. We got Darlington this weekend. All-Star Race next weekend. Racing the Sundrop car on Wednesday. And then we're off to Indy.
That's right.
For the Indy 500, working that with NBC a little bit. And I'm sure I'll be a nervous wreck.
Yes. Yep.
Going
yep.
up to
He'll
that
be one. Nervous, but then you'll be glad you did it.
Yep.
Like always.
All right, y'all. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. We had a blast. Thanks again to Robbie Reiser. And don't forget, Dirty Mo Doe coming out today as well. Hopefully you tune in for that. And we'll see you next week. Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.